Lesson 12. In 1066, the army of the Normans, who lived in the northwest of France, defeated the King of England and his army, and William the Conqueror became King of England. This had a very great effect on the development of the English language. William sent Norman soldiers to the towns and countryside to control the English people. Normans worked in government and business, and controlled the church. As a result, Norman French immediately became the language of the upper classes and remained so for a few centuries. French was spoken not only by the Norman or French people, but also by English people who wanted to be important. During this time, French words came into every part of life. For example, dinner, fruit, and chair described things in the home. Science and the arts were enriched by words such as medicine, music, and literature. French words were used for life in the upper classes. For example, the words for the animals in the fields were English: cows, sheep, and pigs. But the words for the meat on the table were French: beef, mutton, and pork. Ordinary people, however, did not need to learn French, and probably did not want to. It was the language of the Normans, who had destroyed many English towns and villages. English was the language of their country, and they were proud of it. Due to the bad feelings between England and France, national feelings grew, and the English language became a more important part of being English. In addition, less educated men who spoke only English began to get many important jobs. As English-speaking people became more important, so did their language. It was used more and more in government, as fewer and fewer people could understand French. In 1399, England finally had its first English-speaking king since 1066. In the following century, English took the place of French in the home, in education, and in government. English had changed, but it had survived.